novice, middle people, and experts. Like, we're talking pod pros, pod guests, and pod newbies, people that want to get into the podcast and arena. And this is where we have Tracy Shear with us today, coming from the community, who wants to grow her podcast and start getting some great guests on her show. But she's also going to be a guest today, so I'm sure she could be a guest on your show as well. But she goes by Flourish with Tracy. Great to see you, Tracy. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much, Robert, for having me here on the platform today.
Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about, what does Flourish with Tracy mean to you?
So my whole health and wellness journey all started with yoga from injury, and just trying to get back in my groove and get my health back together. Yoga then led me to the path of ahimsa, which is nonviolence and compassion, and I incorporated that as a lifestyle. So that then led me to changing how I eat. I became a plant-based vegan, and I started feeling so much better, realizing that all of this stemmed from yoga. And so with that, I changed like all of my habits and became healthy, and it felt so good that I was flourishing. And I was like, God, this is great. So I would like to share this with other people so that they can flourish too, that they can self-care and eat better, move better, and live their best life, whatever that means to them. And that's what I do. I help people identify what is it for them, so that how can they flourish and keep their cup filled.
I love it. What's that saying? You can't connect the dots forward, but you can connect the dots backwards and see how you got to where you are today. You know what? One thing, I know we don't know each other, Tracy. We're just getting to know each other. That's what I love about podcasts. But you being a vegan, from an accident to, you know, yoga and your steps, I became vegan through my art. My art brought me into seeing a documentary about sharks, brought me into activism, brought me into meeting people that I didn't even know the word vegan, to be honest with you. I knew vegetarian. Right. I thought I was doing great turning to vegetarian by myself. And they're going, no, there's vegan. And I'm like, oh, wow, I got to learn this. And that brought me around the world. That brought me, you know, doing other things. But I've been 15 years vegan now. And, you know, you're right. I love it. How long have you been on that journey now since the accident?
Let's see. Since I think this year makes 15 years. I think that's how our paths crossed back when we both were just getting started. It was been 2010 since I started blogging to keep myself accountable. I said, well, I'm going to keep myself accountable. I'm going to put it out there. And so the blog started me with, if I document and put it out, the people are going to be looking for the next story. I can't go back now. This is it. I just ripped the Band-Aid off, as they say, and I just went forth. And the one thing I love about it is being able to accept people where they are, as they are, with no judgment. And that's a lot of times people are afraid to work with me, if they're thinking I'm going to be so preachy to them. And no, we all have our own journey. And if this is what you want, I got you. But if you're not quite there, there's still things that you can do, and I can help you along the way.
I love it. And I totally align with that too. You know, going through that movement and understanding, you come out of it, right? You iterate the way you want to share it to the world. And I think the non-judgment is the best. You know, if I talk about some activism that I did, people like to yell at people about the information. I was having discussions, tearing down the fire, and just saying, you know, kind of rearranging how I spoke in order to bring the awareness and the acknowledgement of why we were there. For an example, there was no judgment. It was just sharing the information, let someone deposit it, you know, look at it, iterate it themselves, and see if it's something that might resonate with them. I think that's a great way to change. We're all about programming ourselves. And if we can add a bit of software to someone else and they can insert it, oh man, we've done some magic there, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
Tell me a bit more about the yoga. I love yoga. I used to do it 5 days a week, and I haven't done it for years now, but it's something I definitely want to get back into. Tell me what your style is, what you do, how you help people.
So I actually come full circle. So I started off just watching it on television, trying to catch a couple of YouTube videos, and it just totally changed my life. So I eventually became certified myself. I'm now a 500-hour registered yoga teacher,
Wow.
and I'm also a 200-hour certified meditation teacher. My personal practice is Kundalini because for me that's more of the spiritual side. However, I actually teach pranayama, ashtanga, hatha, and vinyasa. And I teach on various platforms. I teach all online on various platforms. And I do corporate yoga and meditation as well as personal groups or one-on-one sessions with folks. So again, I meet you where you are. What is it that you need? What do we need to speak to? And let's do it. I also do yoga workshops. I just finished doing a 6-week mythic mat behind the stories behind the poses series for a nonprofit organization. It was so much fun because people think that you have to bend into a pretzel to do yoga, and you don't. Yoga is the journey through the self to the self, and it all of the asanas that we do are actually to help our bodies become more limber and flexible so that we can sit still for longer periods of time. It's really what it's about. And sitting in that period is where you can connect to your personal spirituality or whatever it is you need to calm yourself. The more you calm and slow things down, the better you'll be able to receive that which you should be receiving. But the mythic mat, it's funny. I had people, we were singing and doing character voices and not realizing the real stories are our lessons. So, for example, warrior pose is the most famous one. Everyone, whether you do yoga or not, everyone knows how to strike a warrior pose. And so you're thinking it's about your inner warrior and being fierce, and all of those things are true, but it's actually a story of learning not to be so impulsive, and if you are acting impulsively, to atone for the error of your ways, to ask for forgiveness, and to be forgiven. So that's a strong story there that people just don't realize. So it's a lot of fun. So it's not just about getting on the mat, which is important, but the yoga for me is it's a lifestyle. It's a whole lot more.
Man, you packed a lot of info there that I was like going, wow. To unpack a little, I did Ashtanga. That was the one I did. Meditation in motion is what I remember it kind of being kind of called, where I got to the point that I was so comfortable what I was doing, I could close my eyes and do it all the whole hour and a half, with my eyes closed. And there was such a different feeling when you got to do that. You talk about the stillness. That's awesome. The warrior isn't all physical. Absolutely. You gotta know your inner being. You gotta understand your spirituality of some manner, because there's more strength there than the physical aspect. And the forgiveness, my gosh, when we could actually forgive without, you don't even have to go to the person and forgive. Just forgive it within you, because you're the only one holding on to that luggage, right? And sometimes you can just cut it free and allow more space open. It's like I always take it as like going through a tunnel and then opening up a cave, and that cave is ready to be filled with whatever you want to bring into it, right?
It is, and it's so easy to do. It seems difficult to forgive, especially when someone has done something that we feel is egregious or if there's been some sort of transgression. Really, really simple. And I actually got this lesson from Sharon Gannon from Jivamukti. It is imagining the situation or the person, and at that moment when you feel the most upset about it, realize that that person or that situation, that was the very best that they could do or be at that time. Very best. So their very best was that point. My goodness. How can you be angry or hate them? You almost are compelled to be compassionate and empathetic to what's going on. If that's the best that they could give. And so it's not really at that point about you anymore. It's about what do you give to the world and expect nothing in return, which is really what yoga is all about.
Hey, listeners, I hope you're enjoying this episode. I do want to say that I want to give you a big invite to our community at the Fireside Podcast Syndicate. Come and find us at firesidepodcastsyndicate.com. Firesidepodcastsyndicate.com. Enjoy the rest of your episode.
I love it. I love it. I love it. This is a great talk because I'm all about spiritual, infinite intelligence, as some say, you know, grounding yourself, forgiveness, you know, thinking in the future, creating, co-creating with this world. There's so much incredible things that, you know, we could tap into and talk for hours on, I'm sure. You bring up some great stuff here, and I'm just trying to unpack a bit of it. Talk a little bit more about the meditation end, because I think sometimes people are afraid of that. Like I talked to one person who's got so much anxiety and so much stress, and she's always pounding on this and that and jealous about that. I said, you need to practice some meditation. She goes, oh, does that even work? And I said, just do it for a minute. Just do it for a minute and work to 3 minutes, work to 5 minutes. But if you don't know what to do, I always say, just follow your breath.
Yes.
Get in the moment. Just follow your breath, because now you're being conscious about breathing, because normally it just happens. We don't have to tell ourselves to breathe. Our body's going to say we need oxygen, right? Talk to me a little bit about the different meditations that you do and what do you feel would be a great starter for someone.
So there's so many different types. So first, let's talk about misconception. People who misunderstand that meditation is religious, or that it is invoking something, or it is it goes against whatever that spiritual path that they may have. It's totally two different things. To your point, it's about frequencies and vibrations within your body and connecting to your breath, which creates that sensation within your body and quieting yourself down. So there's different types of meditation. I always liken it to people who says, oh, well, it may interfere with my prayers. And I always say, well, if you're praying quietly, you are the one speaking and talking all the time. So how can you calm down? Because you're so busy listening to what you're saying. But you're meditating, you're not talking at all. You're basically, you shut up, you're being quiet. And then you're tapping into what shows up for you. So it's about slowing the body down. It's actually tapping into what's called the parasympathetic side of your system. That's your nervous system. That's the left side of your body. That's where you calm and cool things down. We're stuck in fight and flight so much, which is the right side of our body. That's where we heat up and got to get going. We need that sometimes, but we need the other side, the cool down side. So meditation is about that. Being quiet and just breathing. You can close your eyes. Just a simple close your eyes and imagine that you can see your breath. And you can imagine that this breath is traveling all through your body. Like you can take it starting with your toes, going in between every nook, space, and cranny of the toes, moving up the toes, maybe the space under the arch of the foot and through the ankles. And you just work your way all the way up the body till you get to the top of your head. And then imagine that your entire body is just one inhale, one exhale. And you can just do that for just 1 minute. And you'll find that you've calmed down. You can do that while you're working. And there's so many different types of meditation, to your point. You can do what's called a guided visualization. Let's go on a journey. And you close your eyes and I actually take you somewhere. So you're thinking about maybe, let's go to the beach for the day. And you can think about, what does that smell like? What does it taste like on your tongue, the salt air? How does the sun feel against your skin? If you sit in the water, well, how does the waves crash and come against you? So you're creating this experience that or something that's calming and pleasurable to you. So I do some of the meditation practices in yoga, but I'm also a board certified holistic health practitioner. And I help people take the stress off. So sometimes throughout their day, if they're trying to either lose weight or change how they eat or consume, I always tell people your consumption or your input equals your output. And consumption's not just food, it's the spaces that you're in, it's the relationships that you have, it's where you're working, it's the clothing that you're literally physically wearing. All of these things equal consumption. And so meditation helps you address and absorb consumption and get rid of that stuff that's just not serving you.
Absolutely, man. Man, to unpack all that too, you gave us a lot of great things there. You know, one thing that I describe the power of meditation, because I understand the flow of energy that you need to release. Like, it's almost, I always kind of share it as a lot of people understand electricity and we have resistors. And what does a resistor do? It resists energy, it resists that flow, that higher frequency. And when we have those blockages in us, we need to find a way to release them. It could be forgiving, could be, you know, just not, maybe you not even understand that there's something deeper inside, like a something that happened, a memory that, you know, from your childhood or something. But when you release that, that flow of energy is back into you in a stronger sense, right? But,
Yes.
and I lost my job in COVID, and I say, and I believe I meditated my way out of it because I use meditation to create my future,
Yes.
right?
To
Just like you
manifest.
said, you put yourself in the beach. Well, you know what's going to happen if you do that? You're probably be at the beach on Saturday, right? That you
Yes.
just did it. You were there. You felt it. Your body now feels it as a memory because you put all
Yes.
those emotions and tastes and you just enjoyed it so much. But we can do that for our future, our next year, our 3 years from now, 5 years from now. And that's where I see the power of meditation. And that's what I love about it so much.
Is. I actually do a full workshop on manifesting affirmation and intentions. People are afraid to affirm sometimes when you ask them to affirm something if it's positive, like they just can't quite get there. But then when I give them the quick exercise of you negatively affirm all the time and you negatively fulfill prophecies that you don't even realize it. And they, no, I don't. Yes, you do. We all do. We'll say things like, oh, this will be the death of me. Oh, you make me sick. You get on my nerves. I will never get this done. This is taking forever. So have we all done that? Yes. So why don't you turn that around positively and affirm and say those same sort of things instead of saying it's impossible, it says I am possible or I can do this or I am at the beach. When you turn those things around and affirm positively, that's a beginning of your meditation, then you'll find out like, wow, it wasn't so hard after all. I got there. You can get there.
Have you ever listened to Neville Goddard?
No.
Oh my gosh. Give me 2 seconds here. I'm going to show you a book.
Okay.
So I'm all about these older people, like not older, meaning old, but back in the early 1900s and stuff, in late 1800s, so many quality books and speakers came out. Neville Goddard. Feeling is the secret. This is just one section of what he has done. And it's pretty much talking about what we're talking about, that the secret sauce to anything that we want to create is the feeling. That's the emotion. That's the viscosity that we need in order to make that move forward, is that feeling. We're creating it through the feeling of doing it. And this is just a small book. And it's powerful. So I got all his books. And what he's done for me, you know, I grew up Roman Catholic, but I do not go that direction in any manner. What I went to college and learned about energy, how it can't be made or destroyed. And that right there told me that's what I believe in. I believe in energy. We're all energy. Everything around us is energy. Quantum physics is such a powerful thing to me.
Yes.
And when I listen to him, he takes the Bible and puts it into his own perception, and it's powerful. So he took, and I know some people may not like what I'm going to say because they have their own views, and I respect that. But I'm here learning in this world the way I learn and the way I want to test things and see things, and I'm open to all perceptions. But his perception really stood out when he talked about the Mother Mary, okay, and how she was a virgin and birthed Jesus. He takes that as Mother Mary is our subconscious mind, and she's a virgin because she's birthing our ideas. So when we go to sleep at night, we open the chamber door to be with Mother Mary, in a sense, right? Our subconscious. And whatever we bring in, negative or positive, it's accepted, right? So it's going to birth that. Like, say you watch a scary movie, you go to bed that night, you're going to have a nightmare. It's going to amplify what you bring into the chamber of your subconscious. And I just blew my mind. Like, I'm like, this guy is taking this. And he's an older gentleman. He's not with us anymore, but his work is so powerful. I would say, you know, check him out. You may like him. Oh, I think you're on mute or something. I lost you. Oh no. Let me pause.
How about
oh,
that?
There you are.
You know what? Looks like the battery must have run out on my microphone. It died. Okay, let me plug that back in. But if anyway, you can. I'm going to speak now through this camera. I was going to say that what you just described to me is the subtle body. That is the subconscious body that we have. And to your point, all of those things happen. So that's how affirmation and all those things occur. To your physical body, you say, I can't do something. But to your subtle body, you're invincible. So if you say, I climb mountains, it knows that you climb mountains. It doesn't know that you physically aren't at a mountain. And so I give people that exercise too, like to your point, that's what Mary represents, is your subtle body. If you go out in your backyard and you lift your foot on the dirt mound and you say, I climb mountains, isn't it the same exact thing that your body's going through? Aren't you exerting the same type of energy at that first step to climb the mountain? You lift your foot. So to your subtle body, to that, what you're manifesting when you listen to that, it's the same thing. You're doing it.
I love it. And let's end on that, because I think what we've talked about is great. There's so much powerful things here. You're definitely going to be a great guest on most podcasts that are coming. And I'm looking forward to getting yours going. Flourish with Tracy. But thank you for being in the community, Tracy. We appreciate you so much, the value that you're going to bring. And who knows, maybe we can set up some classes, you know, and get you doing some little bit of meditation so people can see what you're doing and maybe get you a community growing at the same time. I think that would be fabulous if you're open to that.
That would be amazing.
Well, thank
meditation
you.
Meditation Mondays.
There we go. There we go. We can definitely do that. I'd love it. We got that in the community. We can set up all the Zoom links, whatever you want, and put it on the calendar and get an event set up. I think that's fabulous. But thank you, Tracy. I appreciate you. If you tell us how people can find you on social media.
Yes. Well, my website is flourishwithtracy.com. I am on Instagram, flourishwithtracy, and I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Facebook.
Awesome. Awesome. And you can also find her at the Fireside Podcast Syndicate, because she is one of our members here at the community. And we're looking forward to seeing a lot more of Tracy. And who knows, Meditation Mondays just might be coming.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, Robert. Take care.